Science is amazing, and there's so much we can do that we have, that we love right now that is because of science. But where is the line? When does experimentation and trying to improve things for the human race go too far? It's a big question being asked in the science world right now as more and more work is being done bringing together animal cells and human cells. Let's find out more about this. My guest in Creepy But Curious is lecturer in biomedical science at the University of New England, Dr. Mary McMillan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, is it chimera that we're talking about? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about chimeras.
What is it?
So you've probably heard of chimeras in like the sort of sense of these mythical creatures. But chimeras are real, and all they are is any living thing that's made up of cells from more than one source.
Right. So it can be any source?
Well, yeah. So it's like a hybrid. So think like a, you know, your hybrid cars, part petrol, part electric.
Yep. Does that mean some of our designer dogs are chimeras or not, because they're all dogs, even though it might be a poodle and a Labrador.
Okay. So that's a little bit different, because that's just like crossbreeding.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is like so chimeras can occur naturally, right? So some people are actually chimeras. So anyone who's had a organ transplant, for example, is technically a chimera. So they have part of their bodies that's made from somebody else's cells.
Right. So even though it's they're both human cells, they're different human cells, and so therefore they are a chimera.
That's right. So they're coming from two different sources. And like that can happen naturally with people too. So sometimes it does happen that there might be a set of twins are conceived, and if one of them dies, unfortunately, very, very in the early stages, the cells from that can kind of be incorporated into the other twin, and you can have people born that are made up of two different types of cells, their cells and their twin cells.
So there are natural parts to this discussion, but there's also, I guess, science-driven parts to this discussion. What are we seeing when it comes to bringing animal cells and human cells together?
Yeah, so there's absolutely the natural side of thing, but then there's the whole business of creating chimeras in the lab. And there was a story broke a couple of weeks ago, earlier this month, where some scientists who are US scientists but doing some work in China have reported that they have created the first human-monkey chimeras. So mix of monkey cells and human cells.
When we're putting human cells into animal cells like this, how many can you measure? How much of this animal is then human cells?
They can, yeah. So with these ones that have been created now, they have only been allowed to grow for like a few weeks, so not into like an entire...
A real monkey.
Yeah, not into a real monkey, human creature
They're in
thing.
A petri dish.
They're
right?
in a dish. They're in a dish in a lab, yeah. But what they can do is actually count that and like kind of figure out what proportion is monkey and what proportion is human. And this is not the first time it's been done. So they've done similar things with like pig and human cells as well, and found that the human cells didn't do particularly well at surviving, unfortunately.
Right.
So usually the human cells wouldn't be a smaller number or a small proportion of the entire developing chimera.
What's the point of doing this in a lab?
I know, it sounds so weird, right? Like, why would you want to create a
human
pig or a human monkey? The biggest reason that it's being done is to try and make an animal that would have organs suitable for organ transplantation. So if you could get, like, a mix of basically you mix human and monkey and you have it basically a monkey that can grow, say, a human heart, you would then have a heart that would be fantastic for organ transplant into people, because we know that, you know, like thousands of people are dying every year waiting for organ donors. So that's kind of the whole point, is thinking about organ transplant and how we could source or create organs for that.
Is this an area of science that causes a bit of controversy around the world?
Yeah, it is. So depending where you sort of go in the world, there's different laws and regulations around it all. So these monkey-human chimeras that we were just talking about, they have been created by some US researchers, but they couldn't do that research in the US because of legislation there. So that's why they did it in China, basically to avoid some legal issues and some of the things. So as soon as, you know, you hear that there's a whole bunch of regulations about what we can and can't do, that should throw up some flags that this is a bit of an ethical issue that people are not all on the same page with, you know, that we, not everyone is in agreement that we should be creating these kind of hybrids.
Yeah, what are the big ethical pushes against this at the moment that we see talked about?
Well, if you think about the idea of the just the human monkey, so when you're to basically create it, what you do is you take a really early embryo, say like a monkey embryo, when it's like only, you know, a ball of cells, and you inject some human stem cells into that so they form part of it. You can't really control where those cells go. So if we're trying to grow, you know, a liver that we could transplant, you can't control that those cells, those human cells, would only go on to form, you know, the liver.
Yeah.
At the moment, we just aren't really able to control that. So what if they didn't? What if they also formed part of things like the nervous system and the brain? And then, you know, we had this human monkey hybrid that started to show human-like behavior or human-like consciousness. What would we do in that situation? Would that hybrid have human status or not? How, you know, how would we kind of deal with that?
Mm.
And that's one of the big kind of issues at the moment.
I guess also just the idea of having a live creature, whether it is, you know, it does look like a monkey or a pig or a sheep or a mouse or a car, but we know that long term all we want from it is an organ.
Absolutely. So that's another issue is, yeah, what could we, should we be growing animals just for the sake of our own, you know, transplanting organs and things? So there's that. And then, you know, it kind of is a slippery slope. Once you start doing some of these things, you think, okay, we're going to create a, maybe a human-monkey hybrid to grow a particular organ for transplant. Okay, everyone sort of goes, yeah, that's a pretty noble cause. Maybe that's all right. But what if we then decide, actually, we would like some of those cells, those human cells, to form parts of the nervous system or the brain, because that would give us a really good model maybe for a human brain disease or something like that. So it can go a lot further, I guess, than where we're starting out.
So where does this go? Like, we know that there's more plans to bring, is it a mouse and human cells together?
Yeah, so they've just changed some legislation or some regulations in Japan about the creation of chimeric embryos. So I know there's some researchers there that are planning some human-mouse chimeras. So, yeah, where it goes, that's, I think, the big unknown, and that's why these kind of things are pretty controversial, because nobody really knows exactly where it's going to go and how far it might go. And often laws and things take a little while to catch up to the actual science. So, yeah, I think watch this space and see what happens.
Is it a field of science where we're seeing grow around the world, even with some of those restrictions?
Well, there hasn't been that many of these types of chimeras made, mostly because it's actually really difficult. Mm. If you think about a human and different animals, like, we all grow at different rates, we develop in different times, like the gestation period for different animals is different. So it's actually really tricky to get human cells and animal cells all growing together into one functioning sort of organism. So that's been really tricky. And some of the early studies that were done using things like pigs and humans, the amount of human cells that survived was just like tiny. So I think we're getting slightly better at doing that. And that's where we've seen this human monkey appearing. But yeah, I don't know how far we're going to go with this.
Well, and it's an interesting discussion just around the organ donation science, because we know that there's, you know, plans to try to grow organs from human stem cells. We know that there's, you know, research into how we can make organs or transplant organs with a nearly 0% rejection rate. Like, this is a big field.
It's huge. Like, there's people working on 3D printing organs, like where they take a sort of scaffold and then you know, fill it with human cells, get those cells seeded all over it, and sort of create these artificial organs. And we've seen that already happening, like miniature tiny little hearts and things have been made. But yeah, it's like this race. Everyone's trying to come up with their solution, but we don't know what the solution's going to be yet. So there's all these different arms of research all working on different solutions to the same problem.
I'm not sure Organ Race has a buzz to it like Moon Race did back in the 60s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The race for, creation of organs.
For the creation. Well, maybe we can call it the heart race or, I don't know, something. Well, it's a working title. Mary, so
we'll work on that. Yeah.
So great to hear a little bit more about this. Thank you for taking us into this really interesting part of science research.
Yeah, no worries at all.
That's Dr. Mary McMillan, our guest in Creepy But Curious this week. She's a lecturer in biomedical science at the University of New England, talking chimeras, bringing those human cells, those animal cells together to see what that might mean for your future.